There's a full moon out this night, and Rich Glor is leading us through the woods to a shallow pond on the Tyson Research Center near St. Louis. Glor is a graduate student at Washington University. He's looking for egg masses of the wood frog. Just the week before, he was here to watch the frogs mate on what some biologists call the big night.
This time of year is just absolutely amazing. I mean, you come out here on the first night of wood frog breeding season, and it's just insane. There's frogs breeding everywhere. Salamanders have these huge courtship rituals. It's like a big dance floor. You have the wood frogs. The wood frog males will mate with anything. And I mean anything. Sometimes they get on the right thing. They'll mount a female frog. They'll implex and she'll lay eggs and they'll fertilize them. Other times they'll get on a male frog. And so they have a specialized release call that basically says, hey buddy, you know, you got the wrong sex here.
Most of the noise now is the spring peepers and chorus frogs, but you can still hear a wood frog or two looking for a mate. The wood frogs are making the chuck-chuck sound in the background. You can hear the wood frogs call better on this recording called Voices in the Night from the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. Wood frogs are not that rare. You can find them throughout the Great Lakes region and much of Canada. But until a few years ago, there wasn't a single wood frog in all of Missouri-St. Louis County. Now, there are hundreds of them visiting this small pond each year to breed. It's all because of the efforts of one man. Owen Sexton is the director of the Tyson Research Center. A few years ago, with the help of the Missouri Department of Conservation, he transported a few egg masses to this man-made pond.
It's very thrilling, actually. I'm glad we did it. I'm surprised how successful it's been. I think a lot of it is due to the frogs. It's not due very much to me, but the way they're spread out. So,
Sexton says he knew the wood frog once lived in the area. He'd read a turn-of-the-century report on wildlife in the region.
You have to be very careful in reestablishing populations. First of all, you have to be sure that the species you're interested in did inhabit that area at one time. And they also have to know about the life history patterns of the animal and to see if they'll fit into present circumstances.
He knew the surrounding woodlands could support the frog, and he speculated the wood frog disappeared because people drained the small ponds where the frogs breed. So with a backhoe, a small pond was made, only a few yards long and a couple of feet deep, ideal for salamanders and wood frog reproduction. That's all that was needed. Since then, the wood frogs have expanded beyond the boundaries of the preserve, even crossing an interstate highway to establish themselves in nearby woodlands. Some of Sexton's peers find the wood frog restoration interesting. Earl Werner is a biologist at the University of Michigan.
Well, I think it's very encouraging that we can do this. These restoration projects have been going on with prairie plants and things like this for a while, but it's reasonably unique with amphibians.
Werner says the restoration effort is an interesting tool, but he wonders how it could be used in the face of declining amphibian populations.
Well, I think it has potential to help, but the problem is of such a magnitude that I'm not sure whether we could mount an effort that would actually reverse things here at all. And particularly since a large part of the problem is habitat destruction, I mean, that's the thing we have to halt.
But this wood frog restoration project shows, with just a couple of small man-made ponds and the right terrain, populations can recover. Owen Sexton says the project can be a ray of hope for biologists who study amphibians.
Well, I hope one thing they'll learn is that with all the emphasis on declining amphibians, that we shouldn't all be completely discouraged about that, and that maybe we can, in some cases, given knowledge of their life history and the terrain you have, that we can reestablish some of these populations that we're worried about, and try to bring some of them back in some areas.
Sexton says he hopes others will read his paper on reestablishing the wood frogs and attempt other restoration projects. Sexton acknowledges this kind of repopulation effort won't work everywhere or for every frog species, but in some cases, a small push from a biologist can mean a leap forward for the frogs. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.